You're listening to the Sabina Road Baptist Sermon Series. We hope this message greatly impacts your life. For more information on the mission and ministries of Sabina Road Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, visit us online at sabinaroad.org.
Greeting. My name is Herod, Herod the Great. You may have heard of me. I ruled in Judea, that's in Israel, long, long ago. Things haven't gone well for me lately. Turns out that hell is real and far worse than I could have ever imagined. Talk about being on the wrong side of history. I never planned on being a villain. It just worked out that way. I wasn't all bad, though. I actually did some noble things. I was known as a great builder, and I even helped the poor out a few times. I helped build the fort city in Caesarea, and I built fortresses all around Israel. One of them, Masada, was so formidable that it almost kept an entire Roman army at bay, which isn't an easy thing to do. One particular famine was so bad that I melted down gold from my palace to help feed the poor. I even helped with the reconstruction of the temple at Jerusalem. I'm told the disciples remarked of its beauty to Jesus. I didn't know in a few short decades, the whole thing would be almost leveled to the ground. I was a great soldier. I was a great speaker. And man, could I play politics. I earned the position of king, which isn't an easy thing to do. Most people I knew would sooner slit your throat than they would shake your hand. But I managed to do it, and I managed to do it under two different Roman emperors. You have to understand that these men were absolutely insane. Most of them thought that they were some sort of a god, and they were terrified of being assassinated. Talk about a hostile work environment. But I managed to do my job and keep the peace in Judea. As you know, Rome had conquered most of the known world, and the Jews weren't happy about that. But I managed to squelch the rebellion and keep some semblance of peace. I wasn't popular, but I was effective. Rome appointed me king of the Jews, even though I had no real claim to the throne. Now guys like David and Solomon, the great kings of Israel, they were anointed by God, but I was appointed by Rome, and so the people saw me sort of as an imposter king. I had 10 wives and 15 children. If I were alive in your day, I'd probably have some sort of a TV show. I can honestly say that I love my family, at least at first. But my pride and my ambition, I loved more. I divided my kingdom among some of my sons, and I allowed them to rule the different areas. I tried to be satisfied. Honestly, I did. But fear, worry, and suspicion, it always gnawed at my mind. I knew those backstabbing sons of mine were going to do a mutiny, that they were going to turn against me. And I couldn't allow that. Even King David had a son that rebelled against him and tried to overthrow him. And he almost did it. King David had to run for his life. I wasn't about to suffer that sort of indignity. If it came between me and my sons who had to go, I'd pick my sons every time. In my all-consuming paranoia, I had one of my wives and her family killed. I had two of my sons strangled. Caesar Augustus famously remarked that it was better to be one of Herod's pigs than one of his sons. He wasn't far off. Before my death, I gathered up prominent Jewish leaders and I had them arrested. And I gave the order that upon my death, that I wanted them all executed. You see, nobody would mourn for cruel King Herod, but I would make them mourn, and I did. So if you think you have a checkered past, try looking at my life. I would suffer no rivals, and that got me into all sorts of trouble. In my early life, I was too arrogant to realize that you cannot stop the plans of God. My story with Messiah begins with some very wise men. You've heard about them in the second chapter of Matthew's Gospel. I'm told there's not a lot of Bibles down here. I remember the night I met them was just like most any other night. I remember being on my balcony, sipping some wine, enjoying the cool, crisp air, just trying to unwind from a long, hard day. There was a knock at my door. It was one of my messengers. He said that I had some important visitors, so I went down to meet them. These wise men from the east had seen a miraculous star and somehow knew that the Messiah had been born. These men were from Persia. They were kind of like spiritual and political leaders. They were highly influential, highly respected, and highly educated. If they were here, something serious was going down. To them, astrology and astronomy were similar things. But I think that they had been influenced by Daniel. You remember the prophet Daniel. He had a bunch of other Jews had been taken into captivity. And he had been able to interpret one of the king's dreams, and he was put in a position of prominence. And so I think that he must have had influence over wise men like these. Not to mention all the other believing Jews that looked for and longed for a Messiah. Surely they had influence over that culture. These men came to worship this new king. Worship him. The only king I wanted worship was myself. The nerve of these guys with their fancy gifts. If I didn't need more information from them, I probably would have had them killed. I was troubled by their news. So I gathered some scribes and some priests determine the location of this Messiah. And they told me that it was prophesied in the book of Micah. The Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem, which was just about 6 miles away as the donkey rides. Thank you. And, Bethlehem was a pathetic little town. Nothing important or exciting happened in Bethlehem. Yeah, sure, King David was born there a long time ago. Big deal. If I were this all-powerful Messiah, Bethlehem is the last place that I'd be born. I almost didn't believe them when they told me. Now, I want you to understand this. These religious leaders knew where the Messiah had been born, and they never went visit him. What hypocrites! Everybody knew what I was about. Power, prestige, and everything that came along with it. But these guys were supposed to be humble, godly men that led people to God. But I could see through their disguise. they were just as much afraid of losing power as I was. No wonder it was said about them that they were like whitewashed tombs, that they were beautiful on the outside, but on the inside they were full of dead men's bones. These men knew the Bible backwards and forwards, and still they never went and sought the Messiah. Some wanted to ignore this new king. Others embraced him. I wanted to exterminate him. So I summoned the wise men secretly to me so I could determine when the Messiah had been born. Now they didn't know this, but I had dark reasons for these plans. And I told them after they found the Messiah to come back to me after they found this baby king so I could worship like them. I'm told they found the Messiah and did just that. They worshiped him. They brought him royal gifts like gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These were kingly and costly gifts. These men were serious about their worship. The wise men never returned to me, being warned in a dream not to. I was enraged by what I thought was their scheming, and I plotted my revenge. I wish I could say my part in the story ended here. I wish I could say that I had a change of heart, but this is no fairy tale. And I was foolish enough to believe that I could stop the plans of God. I was willing to do anything, to stay in power. And I hatched a sadistic plan. Since no one could tell me exactly where the Messiah had been born, I decided that I could take no chances. I sent my soldiers to Bethlehem and the surrounding regions. And I gave them orders to slay any male child under the age of 2. And they slaughtered dozens of them. The weeping and the wailing of the mothers could be heard from far away. I was so deluded, I thought that I was thwarting the plans of God. Instead, I was fulfilling the prophecy of Jeremiah. It says, Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted because her children are no more. And unknown to me, that God had already warned the Messiah's family, and they had fled to Egypt, fulfilling even more scripture from Hosea, which says, out of Egypt I called my son. Like most Jews, I thought that the Messiah had come to overthrow Rome. And I was Rome. I thought that I ruled my life. I thought that I was the captain of my fate. I thought that I could stop God himself. But I was wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. If I knew then what I know now, I would have cast aside my crown and thrown myself at Jesus' feet. Despite everything that I tried, God's plans persevered. Wicked men like me have always tried to stop the plans of God, and God's plans have always continued. God created a people for himself to be a light to the nations, but they were enslaved and exterminated. But God's plan continued. God sent the prophets to speak for him. But they were murdered and they were maligned. But God's plan continued. God created the church to be the body of Christ. They've been persecuted and imprisoned, but God's plan continued. God gave us his word. God gave us the Bible. and it's been burned and it's been banned, but God's plan continues. I had to learn the hard way that King Jesus was different than all other kings. See, most kings rule a limited territory, but King Jesus rules all things. The stars and the heavens are his footstool. The universe is his territory. All kings live and rule but a short time. But King Jesus rules eternally. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the eternal God. Most kings are like me, prideful, arrogant. King Jesus is different. King Jesus took all the limitless power of God and placed it in the form of a helpless baby boy. Truly, this king was different. I wish I could change things, but my fate is sealed for all eternity. The worst part about hell, it's not the fire, not the darkness, not the torment. The worst part about hell is being separated from the presence of God. My whole life, that's all I ever wanted, was to be separate from the presence of God. I wanted to rule my own life. I wanted to make my own decisions. Now that I'm here, I realize that the only good in my life was from God. I'm separated from that for all eternity. Don't become like me. Humble yourself. Worship King Jesus and accept his grace while you still can. And know this, you cannot stop the plans of God. And believe me, you don't want to. Farewell.